You're in the grand theme of things. The Logbook.com soundtrack mixtape podcast is back with more selections, all centered around a single theme. A setting, similar plots, maybe something else. Something connects all the music you'll be hearing today. I'm Earl Green. Sit back and relax and enjoy a little bit of free association with music from movies, TV, and games. It's all in the grand theme of things. Now, in 2013, Gatchaman came back from the dead, basically, because it had been a property that had lain fallow for a long time and had really become sort of a nostalgia brand, or what we would call a nostalgia brand over here. But it was also a point of retro nostalgia in Japan as well. Yeah, because everyone remembers Gatchaman over there. Everyone remembers Gatchaman. Not so much over here. In 2013, Gatchaman came back to the realm of television in animated form, and it hit the big screen in Japan in live-action form, with wildly varying results. The return to television for Gatchaman comes in the form of the series Gatchaman Crowds, which is a modern-day reboot of the story. It uses elements of the original Gatchaman, but it does not use the characters. It's not Star Trek The Next Generation. In other words, it uses the same setup that a bunch of teenagers have these secret lives where they save the world repeatedly, and of course they can't say anything to anyone about it. Gatchaman Crowds is scored by Taku Iwasaki, who has no shortage of recent anime scoring credits. Just a few highlights that I was able to look up here. Get Backers, Black Cat, Angel Heart, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Battle Tendency, among dozens of others. Taku Iwasaki is not hurting for work. Gatchaman Crowds is likely to be very divisive for those familiar with the original Gatchaman. It hews much more closely to modern anime in that it's obviously youth-oriented. The original Gatchaman dealt with a bunch of teenagers with superpowers, but they might as well have been adults. There were no parents in evidence anywhere. And of course, when it was translated to Battle of the Planets for the Western English-speaking world, all of the kids conveniently suddenly became orphans. We only ran into one parent of one member of the team in the original Gatchaman. Gatchaman Crowds is a bit more ironic, and yet it also plays it straight when it comes right down to it. But the style of modern anime is a bit less like an action film than the original Gatchaman. It depends on what kind of anime you like as to whether or not you would really grok Gatchaman Crowds. But here's the thing, the music is awesome. I'm not entirely sold on the show. I'll keep trying to give it a chance. But the music is absolutely awesome. There are two volumes of soundtrack music out for Gatchaman Crowds by Taku Iwasaki. I've gotten both of them because, frankly, I like the music better than the show. And yes, it ventures into techno and into downbeat and into dubstep and other very modern styles. But here's the thing. That's exactly what Bob Sakuma was doing in 1972 with the original Gatchaman. That Chicago sound that he was going for, that was very much of that time. I'm not exactly sold on modern anime, I'll be completely honest with you, but I try every once in a while to give it a chance and to keep in mind that this is not meant for my generation. This is not aimed at the sensibilities of my generation. But the music for Gatchaman Crowds is just outstanding. So let's just shut up and get right to it. Here's some music by Taku Iwasaki for Gatchaman Crowds. Gatchaman!
Gatchaman!
Did I not tell you how excellent that music was going to be? It's music by Taku Iwasaki from Gatchaman Crowds, the 2013 animated reboot of the Gatchaman mythos in Japan. It has already been translated for the English-speaking market and is available more or less concurrently with the Japanese version, which is something that used to not happen in the 70s. You'd get stuff 6 years later, and a lot of people had spent a year translating it. Nowadays, you get the translation almost instantly. One thing we haven't gotten over here yet is the live-action Gatchaman movie from 2013, and I think there's a reason for that. I have watched the movie with subtitles. My problem with the 2013 Gatchaman live-action film is that it is yet another dark and gritty reboot of something that was beloved in childhood. Now, it is not Gatchaman Crowds. Gatchaman, the live-action movie, involves the original cast of characters, but it is a retelling of their story rather than a continuation. Very much like virtually every iteration of Gatchaman since the original, the live-action movie is, you know, less of a spy thriller and attributes their powers and their enemies to supernatural forces, more or less. And boy, am I really tired of dark and gritty reboots of stuff that I liked as a kid. I know times have changed and styles have changed and sensibilities have changed. But for crying out loud, I mean, stuff like the recent Ninja Turtles movie and the first new Superman movie, Man of Steel, I really didn't dig that. Sometimes it seems like we're trying to psychically hand off the horror of 9/11 to our kids, so we don't have to deal with it anymore. I could spend a whole hour just talking about that, and maybe I should sometime. I really dislike dark and gritty reboots of stuff. Very seldom does it work. Battlestar Galactica, that was a case where it worked. Although, I will fess up to you, there were times when that was too dark and gritty for my tastes. Early in the fourth season, when you had major characters committing suicide, I almost didn't make it to the end of that show. I'm glad I stuck it out. But it's telling that I have not gone back and rewatched it. Anyway, that's a whole different topic for a whole other time. The Gatchaman 2013 live-action movie was scored by Iranian composer Nima Fakhrara. His composing credits, I don't see a pronoun here. Can I get a personal pronoun? Internet? No? Oh, wait. The composer has an official website. Let's see what we find out. Absolutely nothing. Yeah. Okay, yeah, here's a blog entry from May 20, 2013 on Nima Fakhrara's website. I have just started working on a very cool movie called Gatchaman. This is a live-action take on an animation series called Battle of the Planets. The music is very heroic and fun with lots of cool Western elements. Well, I'll give him that. My big problem with the score for the Gatchaman live-action movie is that this isn't anything that the push-button music factory at Hans Zimmer's studio couldn't have given us. Many of the tracks revolve around a central theme, and it just recurs with variations. There's not a whole lot of mood change across the entire soundtrack. Maybe it's just me being old and jaded. I mean, it's nice music as that kind of music goes, but it's not up to the standards of Gatchaman Crowds. But that's my mini review. I'll shut up now and let you listen to some of Nima Fakhrara's music from Gatchaman, the 2013 live-action movie. While you're listening to that, I'm going to find out if I can determine this person's gender. I lift their tail, don't I? We'll be right back. That was music by Nima Fakrara from the 2013 live-action revival of Gatchaman. My apologies to the composer. Nima Fakrara is indeed male. I had to go to his official Facebook page to find that out. This is what happens when I just decide, you know what, I'm going to sit down and crank this out on my half-assed notes and not actually do any prep work. Music from the Gatchaman movie obviously is available on CD and online. There will be links to all of these things, all of them, on the website at thelogbook.com/music/podcast. I probably better stop here before I wade into it any deeper. Hope you've enjoyed this little musical survey of the world of Gatchaman, the various musical interpretations that have been attached to this one franchise. And this is really the only circumstance under which I would do a single franchise installment of the podcast, would be if every step of the way it sounded different. And you can't say that that's not the case here. I'm Earl Green. This is In the Grand Theme of Things. Thank you very much for listening. My apologies to Nima Fakrara. Again, tune in next time. That's all for now. In the Grand Theme of Things, we'll be back next week with more movie, TV, and game music connected by a common theme. Just a reminder, all of the music you've heard is copyrighted by the respective composers, labels, and studios. Visit www.thelogbook.com/music/podcast for a listing of what you heard in this installment and links to purchase your own copies. Due to restrictions on file size and storage, what you've heard today was presented at a fairly low audio quality. By purchasing the commercially available CDs or downloads, you can hear it even better. I strongly encourage you to support the labels that are taking the time and expense to remaster and reissue classic soundtrack music. They're making music available to which longtime movie and TV music fans have never dreamed of having access, and I hope you'll join me in supporting them. In the Grand Theme of Things is written, produced, and hosted by Earl Green.
Princess, lovable and loyal, but deadly when needed. Tiny, good-natured but a tower of strength and dedicated. Keok, manufactured in a Cerebonic laboratory from a single embryonic cell. With his unique chirps and verbal way of talking, loved by all on Battle of the Planets.